Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Bez Hashem, we're in the middle of Shar Bitochen Peri Gimel, and he's speaking about the Tnaim. He's going them over and adding to them that you need for Bitochen. Hashishi, Sheyeda, Roiv Tov Elikim Alo Adam. Umachi Hiskolai say by me, Roiv Achesed Vatoivo, Mablishi Roy Etzlo Lakach, Veloy Lutzar Shey Alav, Achnedova Toivo Vachesed. Hashem does so much chesed, even what we don't deserve. And you know something? Even what we don't need. There's so many things we have. We don't need it, and Hashem still gives it to us anyway. As Hashem is such a good record of constantly being there for us, as we can put our bitachon, because He's always there for us, even without us deserving it. Hashvi. As this is a very powerful one, we've done it, but we'll do it again. And over here, He's really marich and drills some big yisoidus. She is bar esloi ki yesh lekol avaya sheba'olam hazeh mi'etzem mikra gvul yadua velo yosef velo yigara alma shegoizer aboyre yisbarach bekamus ve'echus v'zmanoi u'mekoyvai. This is something, one of the biggest nisyanus that there are in this world. We feel if we work harder, we make more money. If we'll be in the right place, good things will happen to us. And He's trying to drill into us. Lo yosef lo yigra ma shegozer aboyre. The mocker is the Gemara in Beit Daf Tezayin. Shebirosh Hashana nigzar kol panasosoi. All the esik of panasa is nigzar in Rosh Hashanah. Thus is a mefurshi Gemara in Beit Tezayin. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin adds. Not only in Inyanei Mamidus is everything Nigzar and Rosh Hashanah, everything that's going to happen to you the whole entire year, every happening was Nigzarei on Rosh Hashanah. One more makar, a Gemara in Brachas Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim, your chochma, your pikchus, your ashirus. Everything is bidei shamayim. It's not up to you. Chutz miyira shamayim. Ein malve lema shegozer b'miyutai v'loi memayit lema shegozer b'ribusai. It's not possible to add to what Hashem was gozer, and it's not possible to take away. And that's what we learn from the mon, that when they collected the mon and they brought it home, they tried to collect more. When they came home, it was exactly a oimer. They collected less, they came home, it was exactly a oimer. L'lametro, when it comes to Nyanei Parnosa, it doesn't make a difference whether you're marbe, whether you're mame mayit, akol is gzeira me'ashem. V'loi ma'acher l'ma shegoza l'agdimoi, v'loi maktim l'ma shegoza l'achroi. Everything has its time, it's supposed to come to you. You can't be doicha shon, make it happen earlier. And you can't be ma'achar shon. It's going to happen at the time Hashem was goyzer. Uma sheyeh min advar ma'alder zehu anigzeh shekodem betchilis ha'yediya. Ela shekol ha'gzeres ha'koynes b'yediyas ha'beirei sibas ulesibas sibas. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, then He makes sibas and sibas and sibas. But be'emes ha'kol is from gzeres Hashem. As this is one of the big koshim in the world we live in, because we live in such a misleading world. To us it looks like the people who are very determined, and the people who put in hard hours, and are very smart, they're bimatzliach. But it's not always that way. To us it looks like the people who have a good know-how and good business tips will be very rich. But you know something? You have a person that has all the business tips in the world, and he doesn't become a usher. He could read Ami's business section every week, and he doesn't become a usher from it. He could do all the tips, and he won't become a usher. We had two stores. There was a store that opened up in the Mir. It sold sandwiches with eggs in it, tuna fish in it, and it was a big hit by the Bachrim. It mamish made loads of money. finally the guy, after making so much money, decided he wanted to move on in life, to move bigger. He decided to buy a bakery. As he sold his store, he had the same workers, the same recipe, and vihima, all of a sudden, it just didn't go. The next guy who took over, people didn't come, and it was a pella. But the bottom line is, Masha nigzar, nigzar. Masha loy nigzar, loy nigzar. If it's loy nigzar, you can take over Plunge's business. That's a smashing success. Use exactly the same recipe, and something will happen. It won't work. Because I call mishamayim. And it's so true in life. The more we live with this, the more we'll be able to build our bitachon, understanding everything comes from Hashem. Like we saw that Reb Chaim Brisker said, every ganav is a shaita, because he can't take a penny that he doesn't deserve. As all the money he steals, he would have gotten anyway. As chaval to be over an issa to steal it, because it was only exert anyway. It's very, very important in life to realize Hakol Gzeiras Hashem. And you can't change the Gzeira. We're mamish biyad Hashem lakol. Then we could put a full bitachon in Hashem, because He really runs everything, and no one, nothing could change what He's going to.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.